course, that's easily recognized as the infamous Rock and Rye Polka. And the flip side to that, the Texas Polka, which was a medley of different tunes. We heard The Eyes of Texas. Yes, myself, Dave, and Dennis, three-fifths of the Czech Melody Masters, are former students and graduates of the University of Texas at Austin. I didn't intend for that to slip in there, but The Eyes of Texas there. Then we heard a bit of Hail, Hail, the gang's all here. And then the third tune, who unfortunately my mind escaped me. But that was the Texas Polka. And that was one of three in a row, 378s in a row in ascending series. And I'll talk about that just a bit. We started this relatively long set with some material from Moulton, Texas, featuring four tunes, 278s, both sides of both those records, from the Adolf Meagle Orchestra. We started off with the Duha, otherwise known as the Rainbow Polka, and then the flip side, the Old Times Landler on Purple Hummingbird 194. We then went to a Yellow Hummingbird number 140 and listened to the A side, the New Country Polka, in the Czech. Subtitle on that was Hova Vlast. And then the flip side for that was In Love Waltz, which, if you listen carefully, was also the same as Lover's Waltz, which was a piece we heard earlier on in this broadcast. In fact, the second piece, the Lee Ilse version. But this version here by the Adolf Meagle Orchestra is a totally different arrangement, totally different way of approaching the tune. Not quite sure if they played off a score. It's more than likely possible that they were playing by ear. Just an old, at some point somebody came up with a way for them to interpret the tune, and they stuck to that. We then moved on and listened to six tunes in a row from Frank Meagle from over in Hallettsville, still within Lavaca County. And I can never remember if Frank and Adolf were brothers. They were either brothers or they were cousins, but they were blood relatives. And what's interesting, on the six tunes we heard in a row from the Frank Meagle Orchestra, we heard them taken from 378s on the older Red Hummingbird label. That was when Hummingbird's address was still listed on the labels as being in Houston before the move to Waco. And the first two we heard were from Hummingbird 161. The A side was the Grasshopper Polka, and the B side was, of course, the Red Handkerchief. You wouldn't have missed that one. It's a pretty, pretty common tune. We then moved on to Hummingbird 163. We heard the Good Morning Polka, and then that was side A, and side B was the Fairy Tale Waltz. And we wrapped things up with that third in a row. We heard the Texas Polka side A, and side B was the Rock and Rye Polka. So Hummingbirds 161, 163, and 164 kind of give you a, gives you a perspective on the fact that these were probably all recorded in one recording session, and the style of the band, the sound of the band, is pretty consistent along all six of those tunes. So anyway, hope you enjoyed that. Now it's time to move on to another area in Lavaca County, just outside of Hallettsville. In fact, if you're heading west from Hallettsville towards Shiner, there's a small bend in the road, still is on most of the maps of Texas. Town known as Worthing, and actually Worthing, this is just my best educated guess, was like a lot of communities in the relatively rural areas of central South Texas, like Lavaca County. They were communities, meaning they weren't towns proper. They were rather an aggregation of many separate ranches or farms spread out, but they had a common kind of focus point, usually along a major road where there might have been a gas station or a store or a church or a hall of some kind. But usually from the beginning, there wasn't as much at a community as it was and is at a town proper. Anyway, we're going to listen to four pieces now, taken from 278s featuring Frank Konvitska's band. Now, it's interesting because Konvitska also recorded after the war into the early 50s on the Sarge label as well. On both Sarge 78s and 45s. I have several 45s we've had on previous internet broadcasts. Here we're going to listen to the first 78 is a Purple Hummingbird number 195. The A side is the Wedding March, and its subtitle is given in Czech, and I'm going to try to do this. I butcher this. I do a Czech lesson, my bogus attempt at least, every Sunday on Czech Melody Time on Co-op Radio. But here we go. So bear with me. Some of you that are Czech speakers are probably going to laugh your heads off when you hear me do this. But here we go. Wedding March. The subtitle in Czech is Tebni Pochod. And then the flip side is the Lynchin Polka, or the Lynchinka Polka is the way it was written in Czech. And then the interesting thing is it's billed simply as the Worthing Old Time Band. The next record is Hummingbird 197, also a purple label, but it's billed in a different fashion. It's written as Frank E. Konvichka's Orchestra. And I've also heard a different designation. I've heard the Frank Konvichka Worthing Marching Band and the Worthing Marching Brass Band. Different names for what I believe is essentially the same band. And I do know that at least in 1946 and for several years around 1946, the Konvichka bands were sponsored by Grand Prize Beer, which some of you might remember was brewed by the Gulf Brewing Company out of Houston, and I believe they ceased operations in 1963, or at least sometime around that period. I've seen a photograph of the Konvichka band standing. They're all wearing hats, like military-style hats, the peak caps, with the Grand Prize logo on their shirts, holding up each of them has a mug of beer in their hands, and their instruments kind of down on the ground. But anyway, we'll listen to the Wedding March, Lynchin Polka, and then the second one, which is the Frank Konvichka billing, we'll hear the Tereza Polka. The Czech subtitle is Terezička, and we'll listen to the flip side of that, which is the Happy Waltz, or Veselý Valček. So there you have it. We're going to listen now to four in a row from Worthing, Texas, the Worthing Old Time Band on the first two, and then the French Konvichka's Orchestra on the second two, but it's a pretty strong guess. It's all one and the same band, just a little bit different billing on the different labels for whatever reason. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the Happy Waltz, and the A side to that's the Teresa Polka, billed as Frankie Kovichka's Orchestra. We also heard two before that featuring essentially the same band, booked as the Worthing Old Time Band. We heard the Wedding March and the Lynchian Polka. So four for you from the little town of Worthing, actually the community of Worthing, just west of Hallettsville on the road to Shiner, in Lavaca County. One thing you might have noticed, and this is a point of argument that I use whenever I encounter people who don't, I'm not trying to criticize anybody here, but I have encountered people who do not know that much about Czech music, but seem to think they do, who make the claim that there has to be an accordion in a Czech band for it to be a Czech band. Well, I refute them immediately with basically what you've just heard. The oral evidence in the form of these 78s recorded for Hummingbird and other labels shows you that not all the Czech bands in Texas had accordions in them. If you think back to the very first Bacha band, the family band, the band from the 1906 period on up, there was never an accordion in that band. Later there was in the 30s, but it wasn't very prevalent. And you think about some of the bands from Lavaca County, especially the Kovichka band we just played, and the Adolf and the Frank Meagle orchestras. There are no accordions to be heard anywhere in these bands. This doesn't mean they didn't have them maybe later on, but at least at the time these recordings were made. Now, Kovichka's band, of course, is more of a brass band. You don't even hear a piano, but both the Meagle bands featured piano as the instrument. And the same was true, really, also with Ryan Winkler, although I've seen photographs where the pianist also played accordion. But for the most part, piano was the instrument that was used even in that band. And of course, Joe Patek's orchestra is another great example that you can show of a band that never had an accordion in it. A piano was the instrument used up until about 1948, played by the late Emil Caldaway when he left. The piano was replaced by Robert Werner on guitar, who remained with the Patek Orchestra through its disbandment in 1982. So, not all Czech bands had accordions in them. That's the plain, simple fact. And we have the oral evidence here that you've been listening to prove that point beyond the shadow of a doubt. Anyway, this isn't really intended to be any kind of a musicological lecture or thesis, but it's strictly for our own enjoyment and entertainment in documenting these classic 78s. Now remember, folks, everything you've heard so far on this broadcast and will listen, and everything you will hear for the rest of this broadcast are taken directly from 78s, hence the low fidelity. But you notice there's a difference between 78s, even on the same label, even within the same matrix numbers, you'll notice a little bit of a difference in the sound quality. Most of the 78s I'm playing from are in pretty good condition. They all came from one source that I obtained recently within the last 6 or 7 months. And a lot of them have obviously never been played or been played very little, and they're in good shape. Well, we'll move on now, still within the realms of Lavaca County, back to Shiner. And as you may know, there were many bands from Shiner. Joe Patek's is perhaps the most famous. There was a Dutch Masters band later on in the 60s and 70s. But another famous name that came out of Shiner was the Rudy Kurtz Orchestra. We're going to listen to four tunes from them. We're going to start off with two tunes, the A and the B side, respectively, off of Hummingbird, Yellow Hummingbird, number 137. This was another example of a piece of material that was originally recorded for the Martin label in San Antonio. It was originally released as Martin 110 and then later reissued by the Hummingbird Company. What's Your Hurry Polka, Warren So Schnell Polka, is the first piece you'll hear, the A side. And then it's an instrumental, and on the B side you'll hear the Star Waltz with a Czech vocal by Charles Vana. And I'll try to give you the Czech subtitle. It's Havez Dička Valček. And then we'll move on to Hummingbird 182, quite a bit further along. This was originally issued as Hummingbird number 6. So this would be one of the first Czech pieces recorded for Hummingbird. We'll listen to the A side, which was If I Was a Bird Polka. And I'm not even going to try to pronounce the Czech subtitle. Again, the vocals by Charles Vana in Czech. And the B side of this is From the War Waltz, Vojny. And this was also originally, If I Was a Bird was originally issued as Hummingbird number 5, and From the War was originally issued Hummingbird number 6. More than likely also, that was also the Matrix number given, so you can get a sense that it was one of the first, earliest Czech recordings for the Hummingbird label, the Polka Waltz, the old-time catalog for the Hummingbird label. So, 4 then in a row for you for from the Rudy Kurtz Orchestra, Shiner, Texas. Now, this was the exception. This Rudy Kurtz band almost always featured an accordion in it. So, here we go.
Yeah.
There's four in a row for you from the Rudy Kurtz Orchestra of Shiner, Texas. We just heard From the War Waltz, and the flip side of that was If I Was a Bird Polka, Czech vocal by Charles Vana, and that was originally a Hummingbird issue, originally number 5 and number 6 respectively, issued there on Hummingbird 182. Before that, we heard
A Hummingbird 78, there was in actuality a reissue of a Martin, Martin number 110. We heard Warm So Schnell, or What's Your Hurry Polka, and then the flip side, the Star Waltz. And on the Star Waltz, again, the vocal in Czech by Charles Vanna. All of the material you've heard so far today from all these 78s on Hummingbird, and from the beginning of the program, the Julius Dietrich one on Martin 100, and also the Bill Mraz one on the Gold Star, were recorded around the same relative time, a very short period of time, about late 1948, or possibly 1949, some of them even maybe 1950. Unfortunately, as of right now, I don't have any concrete discography on Hummingbird. That's something Dave and I are working on trying to establish. And at some point, we hope to publish in some form a complete history and discography of the Hummingbird label. It does remain, to this day, one of the more intriguing Texas regional labels I've ever come across in any genre of music, polka, western, swing, jazz, that I collect. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed our internet broadcast this time around. Again, my name's Thomas Dernan. You can normally hear me on the air every Sunday morning on KOOP, which is at 91.7 FM on your radio dial. It's a community radio station for Austin. I play nothing but Texas music, both contemporary Czech bands and German bands, and my buddy Brian Marshall, the only real practitioner of Texas Polish folk music. But I also take a look back at a lot of material from bands that have long since gone by. I play 78, some of the type that you've heard on this program, and also 45s and LPs, and occasionally, but not very frequently, an 8-track or two, if there are any still to be found. I hope you've enjoyed what we've done for you here on this edition of the internet version of Czech Melody Time. Again, everything you've heard is a good document of Texas music performed in the Czech folk tradition. And I would encourage you to archive this, transfer it to tape, do whatever to keep it for your own enjoyment, because, again, none of this stuff has ever been reissued. If you want it, you have to seek out the 78s, and if you do that, you also have to have a 78 player. It seems fewer and fewer people these days have the equipment to play these old records on. But they do remain interesting treasures, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I know I have had a good time and a lot of enjoyment in bringing this to you. So thanks again to Dennis Fatek, our friendly webmaster and band leader, for allowing me to come and be your host for this edition of Czech Melody Time. So until next time, we say Svani Bohem and Auf Wiedersehen.